When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ah, irregular verbs. What is an irregular verb and a regular verb? So most languages have these. As far as I know, every language that I've learned and acquired has regular and irregular verbs. So basically, irregular verbs don't follow the same grammar rules that regular verbs follow. And for example, in English, regular verbs follow the rule that when they are conjugated into the past tense, you add an ed. So for example, the word clean becomes cleaned. So you just add an ed and there you have it. You've got the past simple tense. You also have the past participle. It's going to be the same for both. Okay. Another example can be the word talk. Okay. It's a regular verb. Talk, we add the ed, it becomes talked. Okay. So that will be the past simple form as well as the past participle form. However, irregular verbs are a bit different. They have the past simple tense and then the past participle, and they're actually different. So what we're going to do today is we are going to look at a list of these irregular verbs. Because the regular verbs follow that rule, that pattern, it's not so difficult to learn and memorize how to conjugate those verbs into the past tense and the past participle. However, the irregular verbs are more something that you will have to memorize. Maybe you can make some flashcards, but it's something that is not, it doesn't follow a rule. It's not easily memorized. So you guys will have to do a little bit of homework, okay? We're going to go through this list. I'll probably break it down into some of the most commonly used irregular verbs, and this might end up being a two-part series. So let's go ahead and get started. We'll start with the word awake. So we have awake, awoke, awoken. All right, we have the three verb forms. We have the base form, which is the infinitive, then the second verb form, which is the past tense, and the third verb form, which is the past participle. So I'll always go in this order. So the base form, past simple, past participle, awake, awoke, awoken. All right, let's keep going. We have become, became, become. Now, interestingly enough, become, again, it's irregular. It doesn't follow those rules. So it starts as become, then it goes to became, and then it goes back to become. Now let's look at the word begin. Began. Begun, begin, began, begun, bend, bent, bent. Sometimes with the regular verbs, they will have the same form in both the simple and past participle, like bend, bent, bent. Now here's a really interesting one, bet. Bet actually does not change. It is bet, bet, bet. Same with the word bid. Bid, bid, bid. Interesting, right? How about the word bite? We have bite, bit, bitten. Or the way in my accent, I would say bite, bit, bitten. Okay? There are different accents depending on what region of the United States that you live in. My accent, bite, bit, bitten. Or you could also say bite, bit, bitten, okay? Both are correct. The next word we have is blown. Blue, blown. Blow, oh, sorry. It's blow, blue, blown. Blow, blue, blown. We have break, broke, broken. Break, broke, broken. Bring, brought, brought. Okay? Two of the same. Bring, brought, brought. And the word broadcast. Again, one of those that just doesn't change. Broadcast, broadcast, broadcast. And build, built, built. Now, burn is interesting. It could be burn. And then for both, you could either say burned or burnt. They're actually both correct for both. The second and verb, third verb form. Burned, burnt. Okay, next one. Buy, bought, bought. A lot of people actually, even native speakers will sometimes say button. It's totally incorrect. But again, not everyone who's a native speaker speaks correctly, and it's still acceptable. So buy, bought, bought. Catch, caught, caught. Choose, chose, chosen. Come, came, come. Remember become? It was become, became, become. Same thing. Come, came, come. Cost. It will remain the same the whole time. Cost, cost, cost. Same with the word cut. Cut, cut, cut. Then we have the word do. Do, did, done. Do, did, done. Draw, drew, drawn. Drive, drove, driven. Drink, drank, drunk. Eat, ate, eaten. My accent, eat, ate, eaten. Okay? Eat, ate, eaten. Eat, ate, eaten. Whatever you want. Fall, fell, fallen. Feel, felt, felt. Find, found, found. Fly, flew, flown. Forget, forgot, forgotten. Or if you want to pronounce the T, forget, forgot, forgotten. It's up to you. Western accent, my accent, forget, forgot, forgotten. Forgive, forgave, forgiven. Freeze, froze, frozen. Get, got, gotten. Or you can also say got, they're both correct. Get, got, gotten. Give, gave, given. Go, went, gone. Grew, oops, grow, grew, grown. Sorry, skipped over. Grow, grew, grown. Okay. Hang, hung, hung. Have, had, had. Hide, hid, hidden. Hit, hit, hit. All the same. Same with the word hurt. Hurt, hurt, all the same. Keep, kept, kept. Know, knew, known. Lay, laid, laid. Learn, learned, learnt. In the United States, you will not hear too many people say learnt. We usually say learned. Let is another one, all the same. Let, let, let. Lie, lay, lane. Make, made, made. Meet, met, met. Pay, paid, paid. Put is all the same. Put, put, put. Ride, rode, ridden. Ring, rang, rung. Rise, rose, risen. Run, run, run. Say, said, said. See, saw, seen. This is a very commonly spoken word. verb, see, saw, seen. Good to know. Show, showed, shown. Sing, sang, sung. Sink, sank, sunk. Sleep, slept, slept. Speak, spoke, spoken. Spend, spent, spent. Stink, stank, stunk. Swim, swam, swum. Take, took, taken. Not tooken, taken. Take, took, taken. Teach, taught, taught. Tell, told, told. Think, thought, thought. Throw, threw, thrown. Understand, understood, understood. Wake, woke, woken. Wear, wore, worn. That's a good one too. Very commonly used. Wear, wore, worn. Win, won, won. Write, wrote, written. Okay. So that, maybe I won't do a part two. That's an overview of majority of the most commonly used irregular verbs. So now let's go ahead and test what you've learned here, okay? I want you guys to choose the correct form of the verb in each sentence. So here is the question. You are going to choose either find or found, okay? Find or found, which one? Have you your lost dog yet? Have you find your lost dog yet? Or have you found your lost dog yet? If you said found, you are correct. All right, let's go to the next one. She spoke too softly. I couldn't. You're going to choose between hear or heard her. So I couldn't hear her. I couldn't heard her. So the correct answer is hear. The word couldn't is already conjugated into the past tense. You don't need both of the words conjugated into the past. So we're going to keep here in the base form. I couldn't hear her. Now you're going to choose between say and said. So we heard everything she say or she said. We heard everything she said. If you said said, then you're correct. We went shopping and I either buy or bought a new pair of jeans. So what would it be? You buy or bought? We went shopping and I buy a new pair of jeans or I bought a new pair of jeans. Okay. If you said bought, then you would be correct. All right. So guys, if you would like to listen to this list again, you can just go ahead and listen to the podcast one more time. For those of you who would like to learn more and receive quick daily English lessons, go ahead and join my online class. I will leave the link in the description below. Have a great rest of your day.